you can't sacrifice it in 20s, 30s and buy it back in the 40s and 50s because you also can't buy back the memories that you missed out on because you're too busy fucking doing the papers.
This is happiness, to be everything at once. Be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.
Hey everyone, welcome back to a brand new episode of Mood Prep. My name is Dave Nixon and we're going to talk about business today. Effectively, three odd lessons in business. These could potentially be seen as just three lessons in life, I guess, really. I was reflecting on my time in business, which has been nearly 10 years, 9.5 years coming up. And prior to that, I managed gyms. So I wasn't running the business. I wasn't sort of necessarily the business owner at all, but I was still involved in that sense. But anyway, and I thought about, so 22 when I started, very bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. I hadn't had enough shit happen there for me to like whiskey at that point, I don't think. So a lot has happened in the last 9.5 years. Ups and downs, for sure. Roller coaster with everything from opening two spaces in just in the space of like 2.5 years, like going from 6 clients to 2 spaces. We didn't have any debt at that point either. Like we didn't take out loans. Right through to then business partners coming, business partners going, pretty much going full circle. Traveling the States, having conversations with lawyers about bankruptcy. I've liquidated businesses, all sorts, right? Lots. And then we paid off a big debt the other year, a very big debt from many moons ago. Big debt for us anyway. When I say we, fuck, it really wasn't a lot of we. The business did, but there was a couple of core people that turned it around. And I thought about what would be three lessons that have been integral for me with relation to the business and my own health within the business as well. Because if you sacrifice your health and yourself for a business, are you actually successful? It's just a question. Is it how long? What's the timeline here? Like, how long are you sacrificing short term for long term gain? Like, it's complicated, but it's a really good question. It's one worth asking, right? And so, because what happens, a lot of people sacrifice in the beginning and then they get into a position where they're doing really, really well. And so what they need to do then is, because they're so used to sacrificing themselves so much, is they'll go find a new venture to sacrifice themselves into. Like, they've got this grand plan of then looking after themselves later on. That's why so many people try to buy back their health in their 40s and 50s. Like, you can't sacrifice it in 20s, 30s and buy it back in the 40s and 50s because you also can't buy back the memories that you missed out on because you're too busy fucking doing the papers, doing the admin, when you could have paid someone else to just to save a couple of dollars. Really important thing to think about. So what is actually success, right? So the three lessons that I came up with that were odd lessons, I didn't want them to be the traditional lessons that I think would be heard again and again and again. I wanted to think about three things that were, in separate conversations, maybe wouldn't be business advice. But here they are. The first one was and is, it is far healthier to have a drink with some friends and a good laugh than it is to bitch about someone over a salad. When that thought came through me, I understood that health was far more than simply just the macros and the exercise program, which the industry fucking pumps, right? The objectivity of the industry. So the whole quote there of going, it's far healthier to have a drink with some friends and a good laugh than it is to bitch about someone over a salad, is really pointing at the idea that there is a lot of subjectivity to health, right, of the individual and of the collective, right? There's plenty of people that eat the correct macros that are real fucking dicks to other people for no reason, but because they fucking hate whatever it may be for them. And so the key thing there was that when that thought came to me, I was like, I allowed myself to permission to relax with how I talked to myself and treated myself with food. Not to the point where I relaxed so much and just ate whatever I wanted, The key thing is eating whatever you want, just changing what you want, and that's always going to be based upon your values and your goals. So, really important point. Hey, it's if you're eating the right macros and you've got shit on people, maybe it's not healthy. If you keep on putting yourself last, or you're doing it because you want to be seen in a particular way, maybe it's not healthy. And so that was one of the key things for me, was going, I don't need to be the fittest and fastest and strongest in my gym. It doesn't, a big fish, little pond, it doesn't make any sense. I need to be me. And I need to look at the other sides of health, which is laughter, which is, you know, understanding emotion and connection. And so that was the first lesson. That was a big shift for me. The second lesson is actually a Stoic quote. And I think you might know this, Dave. Marcus Aurelius paid somebody to walk behind him when he was on walking around the streets of his town, and whispered to him, "You're just human. You know, you're just mortal. One day this will all be gone," and the like. And the interesting thing around it was, there's a quote, and I think this quote is actually Seneca, where it says, "You're never as good as they say you are, and you're never as bad as they say you are." All the other way around. So you're never as bad as they say you are, you're never as good as they say you are. Now what this is pointing at is that when someone praises you, you're not as good as what they might praise. That's their opinion. It's just an opinion. Now, is their opinion also clouded by their understanding of what they think if they give you compliments that you'll like them more, because they need external authority, they need external approval? Compliments are just compliments based upon somebody's subjective viewpoint, based on their value structure. It doesn't mean it's true. And why are they even saying it? I'm not saying don't believe them. I'm not saying do believe them. I'm saying you should have this core, develop this core understanding of who you are, where you are, and the timeline of the existence of the universe. And all of a sudden, neither praise nor criticism can actually touch you. You can take it on board and take it as objective feedback, but it doesn't touch you. It doesn't touch your value as a human being. And so I thought about if I got praise for particular things within business, there'd be people that probably would disagree with it. That's fine. I'm not as bad as what those people say. And there'd be people that would be like, oh my God, he probably really deserved it. And I'm not as good as what they say. It's the same goes. Hey, you're not as bad as I say you are. You're not as good as I say you are. What was the third one? I remember the third one. Third one came in a really interesting time. It came from my America trip, actually. I actually paid $1,000 to train with C.T. Fletcher. If you don't know who C.T. Fletcher is, check him out on YouTube. So I paid $1,000. I probably spent about 90 minutes with him. Got a couple extra shirts. That was cool. But, $1,000, hey? Jesus. Lucky I didn't pay that now. It's my mortgage. I was interviewing him for the magazine I was writing for at the time. And so I asked him the question, why do you think you are who you are and you've become who you are today? And he was 50, he's in his 50s at that point. And he goes, I'm just an old motherfucker that held on when everyone else let go. And that was possibly one of the most profound things I think I heard. It sounds like, you know, bro science or something, but it's seriously, I'm just an old motherfucker that held on when everyone else let go. And in this time right now, more than ever, you need to hold on to what's important to you. And so when times got tough and times were difficult in business, and they have been, and I'm sure they will be again in the future at some point with certain areas and certain things, the reason why people are still where they are after years and years and years is because they held on. They got through the tough times. That's why they've benefited in the good times. They held on and everyone else let go. So during the tough times, hold on. Get through it. If you can get through the tough times, you're going to get paid, whatever paid means for you, through the good times. So they're probably my three odd business lessons that I really reflect back on and think that were three pivotal things for me. And I think it goes across the board with any business, not just the gym, for sure. But anyway, That's me done for today. If you found this podcast beneficial, it would mean the world to me if you'd pass it on to someone else that you think would also find it beneficial. And if you haven't already, you can grab my book, Mining Yourself, online, anywhere that sells books, but also you can get the ebook from, I think, the description of this video. But that's me done. I'm out. Until tomorrow, peace and pizza, kick today in the dick, and slay the dragon. I'll see you guys soon.